On most election days, the main hallway inside Urbana's Sunnycrest Mall is a fairly quiet and orderly place. But when you pack more than 150 people in to vote, even with more than a dozen voting stations there, it looks more like barely controlled chaos.
This is your official ballot for the general election. You want to pay attention to the gray area?
But as a poll worker holds up a ballot and instructs a small group of voters in line, at least a few of them first-time voters, other lines formed around where people sign in. And where people waited for a space to fill in their ballots, the line threatened to make it more than 100 feet to the front door. That wouldn't stop staunch Democrat Connie Ray from casting an Obama vote.
I haven't always voted, to be honest with you, and this time I want him definitely to win. And I think he's going to. I think we're going to wake up in the morning and he's going to be president.
And college student Asa Bailey even skipped a class to stand in line, which had shrunk by the end of the day. This was his first vote ever.
I've been waiting for it, so I wasn't going to let it pass up. I almost didn't go today because I have class right now, actually. But I'm just going to stick it out and go and vote. It's important.
Across town in West Champaign, a couple who only identify themselves as Jeff and Ronnie spent a little more time than they had expected poring through the many names and questions further down the ballot from the race they really made it out for. They voted for McCain.
I mean, it's easy to know who you're going to vote for president, but it gets out, overshadows everything else. So then when you go in to look and figure out what you're going to vote for everything else, you're kind of like, never heard of any of these people. So you kind of have your own little philosophy on what you do from there, but I voted for people I've never heard of, so I'm sure everybody did today.
Champaign County Clerk Mark Sheldon says the uncertainty a lot of newer voters felt may be a reason behind a high number of provisional ballots that were cast, particularly among college students. In fact, the state attorney general had ordered Sheldon's office to stop requiring multiple forms of identification at campus polling places. But Sheldon was impressed that hundreds of volunteer election judges and other poll workers were able to put a record number of voters through the process this year.
When you look at a polling place and you realize they're voting 200 people an hour, that's just really remarkable. I mean, it really takes a lot of diligence by the election judges to keep things moving that smoothly.
Total turnout surpassed 84,000 voters out of more than 123,000 registered. That's a record, though the turnout percentage didn't quite reach the record 1992 level, back before motor voter and other registration programs brought in thousands of new registrations. That was no damper on the impromptu and rowdy celebration that hit the University of Illinois' campus town when Obama was projected the winner just after 10 o'clock last night. About 40 miles away in the middle of Danville, Democrats were only slightly more subdued as they watched Obama's victory speech on TV. They included 86-year-old Ivadale Foster. She says growing up, she didn't believe her mother when she said, even amid the discrimination of the period, that a black man or a white woman would eventually become president.
But you see, black and white ran together this time.
We have to get back to some sense of proportion.
And then a white woman was running for vice president on the other party. So I never thought I would live to see it, but I'm delighted that I live to see this day.
Back in Champaign, as the sun set on a momentous day, James Cobb said he was impressed by the milestone, but he found the real pride in just getting out and casting a vote, the way he does every time Election Day rolls around.
Oh, definitely. Always. Knowing that I have my opinion matters makes me feel great.
I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.